Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This episode of the Golf Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. And make sure to go check out Draft Day 2.0 starting August 9th at noon Pacific. Ryan Real Money Kramer will begin drafting for 24 hours straight. The Fantasy Football Marathon will raise money for Daryl, a loyal listener who was injured in a motorcycle accident. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day for more details. All right, DJs, welcome back for the St. Jude Betting Show. It's your boy Boston Capper with special guest Christopher Powers. Chris with his brand new stash, looking sharp. Look, going with the Don Mattingly look, it looks like.
Mattingly, I haven't seen Top Gun yet, so no one can accuse me of joining that trend. I like Mattingly. Let's go with Mattingly.
Mattingly, I like that one. Even I like Mattingly as a Sox fan growing up. Like, yeah, there were certain guys that you had to respect. It was Mattingly, Bernie Williams. I liked Bernie. Paul O'Neill was a piece of shit. Derek Jeter's overrated.
You must be watching the captain, no?
No, fuck no. Seven pats on a mediocre shortstop just because he played in New York? Get out of here with that shit.
So we could do an hour. He said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, I've sent spray chats to people in this argument, like between him and Ichiro, all these fucking little infield hits that they fucking got. Bullshit. Hate it. And listen, I've had my share of overrated assholes too. So
true.
It just comes with the territory. You just grow up hating that fucking laundry. Yeah, I hated the Mets more when I was a kid, actually, because the Yankees and Red Sox both sucked in the 80s.
And
my dad was like, just constantly told me how much he hated the fucking Mets, Lenny Dykstra, Doc Gooden.
Yeah,
so it was all those guys that were in the spikes of my bicycle, not the Yankees. I didn't hate the Yankees until later.
I definitely hated the Reds. I mean, those are my formative years, so that they are top of my hate list, right up with the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, dude, I didn't like the Devils either. So how old are you? You're way younger than I am. You're like, what, late 20s, mid-20s?
I'm about to turn 30 in like 20 days.
Nice. Well, it's all downhill from there, buddy.
His 30s are the best.
So. Yeah, I was going to say, 30s actually aren't bad. So like, I just turned 39 last week, and it's like, oh, fuck. Oh, boy, one more, and holy fuck, I'm going to be 40. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking craziness. But yeah, you do get aches and pains after 35. Like, just after a round of golf and shit, you're like,
I get them now. I'm 29. Yeah. I get them. So that's probably not a good sign, but
Medicine's coming a long way. You got 10 years to go. Yeah. Who knows? So why did you hate the Devils? I hated them because they played like the most boring fucking brand of hockey. And I hated, what's his name? The fucking goalie. I'm
blanking on it. Schroeder.
Yeah.
Who cheated on his wife with her sister.
Not great.
No, I'm just a diehard New York Ranger fan. And again, like the Red Sox, my formative years growing up, where Yankees had their number a little bit, but then they you know, 04 happened, and they went again in 07 and 11, and, I had to deal with that. But Devils, it's the Devils fans, and I grew up with so many of them. And obviously they had success in the early 2000s, so that was a thing in elementary school. It was mostly the fans, and I'm still friends with all these people to this day, really good friends. But and then they played again in 12, and I really thought that was or 13, I think, in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I really thought that was an amazing Ranger team. And the way they lost at the end, the Adam Henrique goal, and again having to see all those same friends, it was pretty gutting, and it still is to this day.
Well, at least you squad, the Rangers are good now. I mean, it could be worse. It could be the dumpster fire, like the fucking Bruins, firing the wrong guy, not firing Sweeney, firing Cassidy, bringing back 39-year-old fucking Krejci for our second line. Let's bring back Chara, Thornton. Yeah. Let's just bring them all back. They're all nursing in the nursing home anyway. Let's just bring them back with a huge fucking payroll.
Yeah, they're hanging on for dear life.
That's so gross. Makes me so mad. That's, you want to talk about an underachieving team? The fucking Bruins, man. Yep. Only one cup.
I know. And I went to school at URI.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Same thing. Bruins were like great. I think in 2011 when they won the cup, I was a sophomore. All my friends were Boston people, so that was brutal too. I do dislike the Bruins, but obviously not as much as the Devils. But yeah, looking back, you are right. They probably should have won two or three.
We lost. I mean, Tuukka Rask shit all over himself in fucking Chicago. And then he shit down his leg. Game 7 at home against an inferior Blues team.
Yes.
Makes no sense. Now, look, Mashy didn't show up, and neither did Bergeron, and Pasta just always disappears in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's frustrating to be a Bruins fan. It's frustrating to be a Boston fan right now. I know nobody likes to – nobody wants to hear me fucking complain. No, but the Red Sox suck. I want the GM fired. Bill Belichick, I don't know what the fuck he's doing with the two morons, Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. Keegan Bradley just can't win a fucking tournament, even if he gains 10 strokes putting. Still can't win. Like, Celtics are the only bright spot, but that's like drama filled. Now we might be getting KD. So yeah, the Celtics is the only bright spot, but it's all drama. Like, it's Jaylen Brown saying Boston fans don't like him. Tatum doing whatever. Brown's hanging out with Kanye West and Kyrie Irving. Get off my fucking team. I don't care. Like, are you serious? Like, you're hanging out with Kyrie, flat earther, and crazy ass Kanye? Nothing good is coming of that. Nothing is good.
I'll take Jaylen off your hands on the Knicks. I'm so, like, in on him over Tatum. I think Tatum gets way too much love, and Jaylen Brown's kind of like might be a better player in my opinion.
So, all right, let's not get all right. So I can understand that, and I can see both sides of it, right? Because Tatum definitely was not the best. Like, Brown was the best player in the finals. Yeah. He absolutely was. The problem is he has no ball handling skills. I don't know what the hell he's doing with the turnovers. And I mean, it's just like when we're betting on golfers, right? We're taking the ceiling. Right, mm-hmm. The ceiling on Tatum is so much higher than Brown.
Yeah, I can see.
And so you're just gambling that he finally puts it all together. But I don't want fucking KD either. Like, why do I want KD? Fucking 35-year-old paperweight. Like I don't know, man. And he's, you want to talk about somebody who's got rabbit ears? He has everything. He's always on the fucking internet. Always, mm-hmm. always on Twitter. Like, get off of Twitter, bro.
Random ass people. I saw one like the other day. Some guy just like made like a joke. Like a guy with like 20 followers, and KD's quote tweeting it. He didn't even tag him. So he had to go seek that out.
Right. Yeah. Like, the NBA is so weird. But yeah. So I mean, so we talked some New York sports. Oh, and I looked up. I think I'm gonna buy your game. Like, I saw that in the background, I was like, holy fuck, is that like that? I spent hours in the arcade playing that as a kid. That did you seek it out and buy it? Did your buddy give it to you? What?
We got it. I think it was, I was going into high school. No, I was a freshman, and my dad got it as a Christmas present for my brother and I. Nice. And I would say for the first 2 years, played every single night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a great game.
It got to the point where I beat my, I'm not bragging, I beat my brother so much, my little brother, that he just stopped. He didn't want to play anymore. I'd be like, my dad would be like, I can't believe I bought this thing. You guys don't even play it anymore. I'm like, if anyone wants to play me, I'm ready to roll. So just right. Let me know. And then I move into my house, and my dad's like, you can have it. You seem to love it the most. So now I have it. And I still don't play it enough. You know, sometimes people come over and they want to play, and I beat their brains in, and then, you know, it's kind of over.
And then that's that. All right, no more games. I'm stubborn enough where I play like 10, 15 times. I'm like, I'll figure it out. I'll get the hang. I'll remember from 30 years ago. It's fine.
I'm the same way.
So, you can't get the old lady to play it with you?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, she doesn't go down in the basement, which is how it's by design.
Supposed to be. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck yeah. It's good shit. But yeah, that's like my office. You spend a lot of time in your office. Sure do.
Exactly.
I have four kids and you. I am. I got a TV. If I can computers, I'm fine. Like, I got a nice comfy chair, I'm good. All right. So we got to talk about the Cam Smith shit, man. Yeah, woke up. So it was funny. I mean, the timing for me this morning couldn't have got any better. It was fucking so funny. Like, I wake up and like my phone's fucking buzzing. I'm like trying to drive around, get last minute school shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I pull it up and it's like they're crediting like the wrong people. And apparently he did call the Australian thing, and Feinberg's on there like defending me. And I'm like, what is happening? And then literally later today, the news breaks from was it the Guardian over there in London? And yeah, the Telegraph or something like that. And 100 mil. I think he could have got more.
Yeah, I know, especially off the open win. But again, you know, it's not like he's Phil or somebody like that. But 100 mil is
still, he can still play golf.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But man, now that he gets to play in this, kind of like I saw Feinberg tweeting, he gets a free roll in this, and then he gets to go do that, and he's in the majors for the next 5 years. Like, it couldn't have worked out much better for Cam Smith, even though you're probably right. You know, off the open win, he probably could have got a little more, but he's rolling in it right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, Christ, how much has he won this year? He must have won, what, 10, 15 already, right? The Players, major. Like, and then and what's he got, a worst top five here, right? Because he's second in the standings. So he's going to start with, like, what, at worst, minus seven.
Yeah, it'll be six or seven. Another shot at 30 mil, yeah.
Fucking crazy. And it's just so disappointing, man. Like, I was convinced, like, this dude, especially coming off of TPC, when he was like, hey, you know, this is really going to change my life much. I'm going to buy some more fishing equipment. And he just seemed like a dude who was like, didn't care about the money, liked his lifestyle, and was just a chill dude. And he wouldn't do it. And man, when I started hearing those rumors, and then when I asked Percy about it 2 weeks ago, and he basically confirmed it, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, no. Like, I didn't want it to happen. Like, I love to watch Cam Smith, like, just a wizard with around the green and putting, like, and it just sucks. He's the worst one so far, no question.
Yeah, I know. You're right, because it was such like an overnight, like, become a fan favorite type. I'm talking about like with the younger crowd too. Yeah. I feel like on social media that the mullet and the mustache and the quote at the Players, and he just likes to fish and all that. Like, people love that kind of shit, especially now on Instagram and Twitter. So to see it go overnight sensation to now, you know, I'm sure everyone's going to hate him.
Villain, right? He's definitely a villain now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they all seem to become a villain.
DJ's the only one who got a pass because everybody was like, yeah, we all knew you were going. Whatever.
He is such, and he doesn't care. He doesn't
Give a fuck
anything we have to say or what we think of him. So,
I mean, what a great way to be, right? What a great way to go through life. You know what I mean? Just like, amazing. Like, just one foot in front of the other, whatever. Don't care what anything's going on around me. I'm good. That's fine. I got Paulina. I got Wayne and my crazy mother-in-law who gambles all my money away. So my father-in-law has to go do fucking a hockey night on fucking TNT.
That is so crazy to me. It's like, and I love that show. I think they're doing well.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
He seems to be the weak link.
Oh, he is. Biz Nasty's fucking awesome on that thing, man.
He's amazing. And I don't mind Anson Carter. And then they toss it to Gretzky, and it's just kind of like cliched, like boring shit. And it's like, you don't have to do this, man. You're Wayne Gretzky, but
no, but he does, because his wife is a degenerate gambler of Phil proportions. Like she's like, apparently she's like crazy too.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, I mean, even with all the money in the world, you can still fuck up and pick a wrong one, I guess.
Right.
It's pretty crazy, man. Like, so Decky's definitely go. Like the President's Cup, I went and fucking, it was minus 330 today. I went and laid $1,000 on the U.S. table. Like, I don't care. I'm just locking up $1,000 because that's ATM money. That's free.
You can do, I mean, dabble with like an exact result when, like, I forget how many points, but just shut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll be crushing that. Like one of my best weeks last year that was like, definitely the week that wasn't an outright was I crushed the fucking Ryder Cup. Crushed it. Yeah. Like, just fucking matchups, everything, just smoked everything. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, they're going to have like a point spread if Hideki goes, and it's literally going to be, I feel like, minus 5.5 points.
If you guys are thinking about joining WinBet, and if you're not, I don't know why you're not thinking that, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. If you bet in baseball, you got to check out the WinBet reduced juice lines in baseball. It makes them the best place to bet the MLB. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. So much to choose from. All you got to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. The offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present and play in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Draft Day 2.0. Kramer will be drafting fantasy football best ball teams for 24 hours straight. The man is a maniac. He's doing it again. The draft stats probably today, if you listen to this, or tomorrow morning at noon Pacific. The crew will be raising money for Daryl, a loyal listener who was injured in a motorcycle accident. You can draft with Ryan and a ton of special guests. All the details are over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day.
Oh yeah, I mean that has to be, and I'd still probably take that.
Yes, absolutely.
At Quail, like who are they gonna have? Like, you know what I mean? Who the fuck? Who's hitting the ball long for them? Like who are they gonna bring on? Ryan Fox? Like and who else?
It's the ball.
Oh yeah, that's true. He doesn't hit five though. He's like fucking 270 and straight.
Ryan Fox. My God.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him.
Begging for scraps.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be crazy. Like the Ryder Cup team's gonna be even worse. The President Cup. The President Cup's gonna be better than the Ryder Cup. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Man, fuck live, man. They're screwing everything up. Screwing everything up. I always say this, what are the fans going to do? But nobody gives a fuck. Like, I thought Phil was going to get roasted up in Boston. Nobody cared. Still got the cheers. Cam's still going to get cheers because nobody gives a fuck. Like,
I did the story on that. Like, if Phil got any hate. And I literally followed him for 15 holes and three people said something and I went and talked to those three people. That was it. The rest was happy birthday, Phil. Phil's the greatest, blah, blah, blah. So
the worst. And Brookline's is such an awful place too. Brookline's like the worst. Like the just asshole people, just the worst. So like them all on the golf course together too. Like I couldn't imagine like a worse hell than being stuck around people from Brookline for 4 days straight. Yeah, it sucks. So Decky's gonna go. Like Cam's, do you think it's gonna fuck with Cam? Cam doesn't seem like he gives a shit. Like because he's such a chill dude, I don't think it's gonna bother him at all.
No, at all. No. Although he did, you know, get a little pissed about it at the Open. I didn't watch today, but
I did. And when he called out Cam Percy by name, I was really hoping this podcast name was gonna follow. I was like, come on, baby. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I doubt he'll give that much of a shit.
No, I don't think so either.
And Decky, you know, the language thing, he's fine.
Yeah, like nobody really cares about him. But people who play DFS, that's it. Yeah. That's literally it. Like, that's it. Well, that's a great get for fucking Liv too.
Talking about
the corner, like, they should get Lahiri too. Get the Indian market. Like, I mean, they gotta fuck everything up. But yeah, how fun. Those lawyers were bad. I know we touched on it prior, like getting on there. But so the money that they make, they're not even getting it. It's just part of the fucking guarantee that they already got. So they're playing for like fake checks. Like, did they give him a check at the end? Like,
I don't know. I didn't watch any of the ends of the other.
No,
I watched a little of the first round of the Portland one and the Trump one just to say. And it's a decent watch because they just show shot after shot and there's no commercials right now. Once they you know have a broadcast partner, it's going to be the same shit as
absolutely.
Everyone's like, oh, they show so many shots and the live leaderboard. It's like once they have a broadcast partner and sponsors get involved, it's going to be the same slog that we see.
Oh yeah,
every weekend. So
yeah, I mean, look, it'd be tough to be as bad as NBC. Sometimes, it'd be tough to be that bad. But yeah, I mean, the people who don't understand this is, they're like, oh, get to see every shot. And I'm like, because they don't have to pay for anything. Like, what do you like? The reason why you know what commercials are, right? Mouth breather. You know how this works. Like, people pay ad time. That's how you get this show. Like,
there's
that's why
no
you don't pay
as commercial free. Ever.
No. You either pay a subscription or you have to watch commercials. I mean, this is not a hard concept, and so many people have a very hard time wrapping their head around this shit. I'm like, wow. That's like, I always think about that quote. I don't know if Kylan said it back in the day or what, but like, think about how dumb the average person is. And then think about the people who are below average. I'm like, holy fuck. Yeah, that's terrifying. Like, that's fucking, it's bad. And living in Florida, I see a lot of it. I see a lot of mouth breathers walking around.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking outstanding. So you get to travel a lot, though, right, with the gig?
Little bit here and there. Sounds like I could be doing a little more in the coming year, which will be fun. But yeah, I go to the Players every year. Went to Brookline.
You should have hit me up if you came down to the Players, man.
Yeah, I will next time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I tried to get Andy down here too for the Players, and the Players is always good. Where do you stay? Do you stay at Marriott?
We did last year, and then we're with Discovery. I don't know if viewers know that, but they we had a bunch of Discovery like bigwigs come this year, and they kind of bumped us out of the hotel. So I said fuck it and got an Airbnb and sort of some of my coworkers. But normally we do stay at the Marriott and like walk to work. It's unbelievable. Yep.
It's a good spot too.
It's a great spot. All the players are there. It's always a fun week. I have a blast at the Players every year.
Yeah, the Players is always good. Yeah, because I would come down
to go as fans. There's no better fan experience, I think.
No, definitely not. I went, I guess, Sunday, right, when it was supposed to be the final round. And so I saw I was in the tent on 16 when Lowry hit the fucking hole in one. Me and my buddy got there like super fucking early. And there's nobody on the course. Like I followed around the ROM group with like fucking 30 people. And then we went to Burns and it was like me, my buddy, and Burns' parents. Like that was it. Like it was fucking, it was great, man. Like I love going to TPC. And I didn't pick up golf until I moved to fucking Florida when I was working for a financial firm. Everybody was like leaving to go play golf. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I want to go. Like I'll come play. I played baseball. It's gotta be the same, right? No, it's definitely not the same. But no, and then started going to Players every year, man. So like the Players is awesome to me. Like I love it. And I'm so happy they moved it off of Mother's Day because that was a complete non-starter for me. Like there was no way I was going to a golf tournament on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was
March was great. I love the March move. We had that one was Sunday I think it was Saturday. It was like 30 degrees in the morning.
Wicked cold. Yeah. Really cold. Yeah. Yep.
But other than that, I think it's 3 years I've been going now in March and it's perfect.
Yeah. Hit me up. I'll show you around town. We'll go to all good food and bath spots. Yeah. And make sure you don't go to the west side of Jacksonville.
Hit up Taco Lou a bunch of times. I know people love that place.
Yeah. That's fine. It's touristy. I can take you to better spots.
I feel like I've always thought that every time I go there. The first year someone took me there, like, this is the best spot. And we've got a couple of good taco spots in Jersey. I know people probably don't believe that, but we do. And I was like, I don't want to slander anybody. I love it. I love it. It's a good scene.
It's a good atmosphere. They got a bunch of good tequilas.
Good tequila, good margaritas and all that. Yeah. But I was like, I feel like there's got to be a better, you know, an even better spot somewhere. So
there is. There's some spots. Yeah, we'll hit it up next year. All right. So St. Jude's. So final full field event. Full field event. So gross. I hate that. I'm gonna like next week is fine, and then the week after that, like, awful. It's impossible. Like, what are we betting? You will be betting matchups.
Just not the without starting strokes format. Yeah, just makes it harder to follow. And
yep, exactly. You're like, wait, where's my guy actually at? Hold on, fucking, what's happening?
I thought the FedEx Cup playoffs for the casual fan couldn't possibly be more confusing than they usually are, and then this live shit happens, and it's like I can't imagine, like, thinking about guys like my dad who just put on golf on Sunday for the last nine. I have no idea what they're thinking when they're going to turn on East Lake this year. No idea.
Yeah, they're going to have no clue.
They're going to
have no clue. Like, and that, it's so true. I mean, because you talk to these people who aren't like weirdo golf people like we are. And they're like, oh yeah, I heard about some live thing. What is that? I'm like, what do you mean? What is that? You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like I don't know, like the first guys who like soccer in the United States, like you're trying to talk to somebody like fucking soccer, get the fuck out of here with that.
It is amazing how like you think people are like these avid golf fans like you. I was at a member guest this past weekend, and everyone's asked me about it because they know, you know, where I work. I mean, these people have no clue what's actually going on, but they watch on the weekend. Yeah, that's about it. They're not like dialed in every day like we are, like not checking.
No, it is crazy. It's a weird little niche group we find ourselves a part of. It's definitely strange because me too. I love it. It's so funny, man. Like when I'll tell people, they're like, "So you do what? So you handicap golf?
Yeah.
You can do that? I'm like, yeah, you can. Yep, sure do. Spend a lot of time.
I'll say this. I've heard a lot. I've met a lot of people in the last year or two that like randomly are like, oh yeah, I do a lot of this DFS golf stuff. I'm like, I've had an Uber driver on the way home from wherever I was coming home from a couple weeks ago. He's like, yeah, I'm like, really, I listen to all these golf podcasts. I was like, that's literally what I do for a living.
Right.
Like, do I listen to you? Of course he didn't. He mentioned Steve Bamford and a couple other, you know, Pat Mayos. And I was like, oh, all right, well, You can listen to me now if you want.
Yeah, exactly. I was in your car. You have to listen to me now. Listen, you know what? Just download and subscribe. Don't really give a fuck if you listen.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't give a shit if you listen. Just leave a review or something.
Yep, exactly. I don't even care if it's mean. Something. It helps the algorithm, whatever it is. I don't care. Tell me my voice sucks. I don't care. Fuck off. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. I mean, it is the last full field event. This place can have train wrecks, like lots of water. Yep. My outrights are just so, I feel like they're so square this week. I hit Kim last week. And other than that, the only outright I hit this year since the false wing was fucking Cam Smith three times. So thanks for going to live. Thanks for going to live, asshole. I mean, obviously the narrative street, I saw Burns was like the most hit today. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm too. We were just doing the gambling post that goes live tomorrow. Keep your eyes out for that. And I was going to fade Burns, and then I see a bunch of our experts are kind of on him because I know he hasn't played great his last couple starts, but this does seem like, I mean, obviously Bermuda, people are saying smaller greens. He hits it a long way. That's a little colonial-y to me. So
yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I don't hate it. It's just fine. I didn't expect him to catch all that steam. Like,
yeah,
because he's probably going to be chalky in DFS too. I know you don't. Why don't you do DFS? You should do DFS. It makes no sense to me. I don't remember who you're talking about.
It's going to be my New Year's resolution next year. I do want to do it more because it does seem like it keeps you guys stay engaged like through the weekend where, you know, I'm an outright guy and a placement bets guy. Yeah. And that can be over on Thursday very quickly.
Very quickly.
DFS at least is like, all right, maybe, you know, I can hang in here if I get four guys through. So
yeah, and it's you grind over golf. You have so much knowledge just based on the amount of research we do. Like, we already have an edge. You know what I mean? Like, it's a built-in edge. Now, DFS is fucking insanely difficult. You're gonna want to smash computers and shit. But I mean, you might as well take all the knowledge and shit you're doing during the week and try to get, because listen, I love betting on golf, but I'm never gonna fucking bet enough to get life changing money. Right. I can get fucking lucky one week and fucking and hit a GPP. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so that's the way I look at it. Plus, I'm a degenerate, so once I pop, I can't stop. Yeah. I just want all of it. Just go all of it. So my outright catch super short. I bet. So once again, Florida, I don't even get fucking my opening numbers until like fucking 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon if I'm lucky.
On Monday.
Like, cause I don't use offshores anymore. They limit everybody. And I was like, fuck this shit. So I got two locals. So I got JT at 18-1. I just saw the 18 and I took it.
Yep.
The only thing that worries about, I want people who play like JT. Like,
I know.
In my brain, I'm like, JT's solidly there. He knows he's going into next week. He's trying to get to the top 30. Like, he'll be fine. Like, is this just a warm-up for him? Plus, I had Nagels on last night, and he was telling me that he thinks he's fucking injured. I was like, why do you think he's fucking injured? Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? And then he made the case. And I was like, I can see it, but I don't believe it.
Narrative, just a crazy narrative he concocted in his head.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't love it. But whatever, I what's what I do? I immediately just bet shit quickly, as soon as the shit comes out. Wilsey, obviously everybody's talking about him this week. He's due. Like, can you imagine if Kim wins last week, and let's just say Young wins this week? Is there a more angry human being on the planet than fucking Will Zalatoris? Like, this guy should have won so many fucking times. And he looks.
I'll be angrier if he doesn't win.
So. He's a great course fit for here. And even last year, he grinded his ass off over to make the cut and get it over the weekend. And I like Will Z. I got him at 25. I know there was 28s out there. Yeah. So 25 is fine for me. And then I bet Sanjay just off the hots, just coming in on really good form. But Steve was texting me earlier today that he cashed out his in bet. I was like, fucking why? And then he went through this like myriad of reasons, and Sanjay M's not winning. I feel very bad about this bet now. He doesn't play well off his Zoysia. The comp courses don't look good. His history here is not great. But I don't give a shit. Whatever, man. 30-1. I feel like everybody who's won, I said this last time, I feel like everybody who's won recently has come in good form. Like, right. I just feel like that's the case. I could be wrong. There could be one or two guys in there, but I mean, Poston, excuse me, Finau. Burns was in good shape when he was doing it. Obviously, Xander was in good form when he was doing it. Scotty, like all these guys were.
Tony was playing really well.
Yeah. Tony should have, I mean, shit, man. Tony should have won. He had a chance to win when Rory won. Like, he was fucking ridiculous with his fucking irons that week. If we gained like 11 strokes, fucking tee to green or something insane. So, yeah, it's, I thought about Tony, but I was like, and I feel like we've said this all along. And it's like, what, can they win three times in a row? You know, sometimes, yes, I guess you can. Like, it's a dumb narrative because it can't happen. Right. It's a variant sport. Like, I don't know why we think it can't happen, but he seems to be enjoying himself with all those dancing videos and shit like that. So I just stuck with him for a top 20.
Gonna talk to you guys about Odds Trader. What's Odds Trader? It's a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books, so you make sure you get the best deal. The app provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day winner for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker, so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. And listen, they got handicap and play-by-play updates, live scores and bet tracking stats, key game stats, and weather. So listen, you guys got to go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em to Survivor and even fantasy pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. Listen, the Golf Gambling Podcast, that's what we did our one and done with. Couldn't be smoother. Great product. Love it. Super easy. They keep track of everything for you, which is much better than me trying to keep up with prize purses. So we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host our official SGPN NFL Survivor Contest. It's free to enter, guys. It's free. It's free money. Go enter it. And some amazing prizes will be announced soon. So hop in now to reserve your spot. Get in over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor.
And the last one I took was Hovland. Just same thing. I don't really love it because he hasn't been playing. Heard somewhere, I don't remember where it was, so sorry if I can't source it. It was on a podcast or somewhere where I read that his coach lives in Memphis, and he's been in Memphis for a couple weeks. And I mean, look, chipping off of Bermuda is difficult anyway, but he plays really good off of Zoysia. So if he can keep it in the fairway, he's accurate enough with his irons. His putter's not the problem. It's the fucking chipping and the getting out of the sand. There's not a whole lot of sand here. There's more water. So I was fine with that. 35. That's it, man. I just kept it short. I put like three units out, which is more than I usually do. But it's such a short card. I have no long shots. They're all 30 or under. But I feel like I'm finally giving in. All the top of the board's been coming in all fucking year.
I know.
And I'm never there. Ever there. I'm never ever there. So I was like, fuck it. And this will be the week some asshole at 150 to 170.
Yeah. Well, I saw great. I think it was our boy Joe. Idoni did a great video today about how long shots don't win these FedEx Cup events. All the top guys are have been winning recently, and then it like cuts to him betting on Sahith Theegala. So
yeah, I saw that when he's sitting in front of his work computer. Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
I really had to resist. I almost went straight to Theegala because he does seem like the type that could win this event.
He's
ended recently in some pretty strong fields. Obviously, should have won the Waste Management.
That was heartbreaking. That's when I became a fan of that dude, man. Like, his emotions on his sleeve. Like, what an easy dude to root for.
I was a huge fan of him too because I had Scheffler that week. So he's a fan forever for that. I don't know. 100-1 does seem pretty tasty on him the way he's been playing.
He's a little squirrely off the tee though.
That's true.
That worries me. The guys who are squirrely off the tee, meanwhile, I bet fucking JT. But the guys who are squirrely off the tee make me nervous. You know, whenever there's hazards, like, I don't know. When you come down here, do you play in Florida?
Do you bring your sticks and blades? I usually try to. I did not this year because of the rain.
I was miserable.
Two days I thought I could sneak out. It was just not happening. But normally I try to. I played, what's the Donald Ross? It was really fun. There's like power lines running through it.
Donald Ross down here in Jax?
Yeah, near Hyde Park.
No. Hold on, I'll look it up. The how do I even not fucking play the Donald Ross course in Jacksonville?
It is
Hyde Park. Where the fuck is that thing?
It was like 20 minutes away from the Marriott.
Okay. I'm going to have to find this one now.
It's great. It's, you know, it's very like municipally, but yeah. You can, the greens, you can tell are extremely Rossy, and I had a lot of fun playing it a few times. And then where else? I don't know where else.
They're all, like, there's a bunch of them that are the same. Like, there's just so much water down here on every fucking course. Like, that's what makes me think of, like, Florida guys. Like, I almost bet Billy Ho, but I literally never get him right. If I bet on him, he immediately shits the bet. If I bet against him in a matchup, he grinds the number and makes it on the number and then kills me over the weekend. So he's just a never play for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to curse him, and I don't want to fucking lose my money. So.
Well, I'm all in on Zalatoris with you. I really think that if it hits, I'll have broken even on him for the year. I'm not even exaggerating. I was on him at Torrey, Brookline, or, you know, everywhere he finished second, I think I was on him. So hopefully this is the week. I did go to Cam Young. I'm just going to bet these two Wake Forest guys until one of them wins.
Makes sense.
Like I said in our column that's coming out tomorrow, Pat seemed to make a case against him because he's not great with his irons and you kind of have to be here, but whatever.
That's he's so long that, like, I mean, it's such an advantage. Like, I get it. Like, I think I'm actually on the Mayo side. Like, I'm not going to play him in DFS. Like, I actually targeted him in a matchup, but it was Will Z versus Cam Young. So I like Will Z a lot more. So I just took it and I got -120. So I was like, yeah, give me that. So with Will Z, so you're going to break even on him. So I haven't bet him a whole lot. I think I bet him. I didn't bet him at the Open. Where the fuck did he lose to JT? That's where I bet him at the PGA.
PGA. I didn't bet him that week. I actually did not bet him that week.
Nice.
That was the one week I didn't.
Yeah, I bet him at the PGA. I think that was the only time I bet him. I play him a lot, and I put him in a lot of positionals and things like that. But yeah, I have my own losers that I pick for outrights. You know what I mean? So, like, I have my guys. Like, I'll never break even on Keegan Bradley, fucking ever.
No, absolutely, like, not. Same here.
Never. So, all right. So you got Young and Will Z. Who else?
I did go Henley, and we were talking pre-show about how you know, looking for pain, but I never bet Henley. I really don't. I'm not lying. And I don't know. Loved what I saw last week. This does seem like a Henley type course. So I'm going to Henley. I think the number's pretty good.
What'd you get him at?
51.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
And then last pick, the guy seems to be cooking right now. Great Bermuda putter. Another great iron player. Tyrrell Hatton. I got him at 55-1.
I love that's Tyrrell. It. I love Tyrrell. Like, he's like, so me and Steve were texting because whatever Open is, I think it opens up in Rochester next year, and that's where Steve lives. And so we're going to go up there, and we're going to follow Hatton around for 18
months. Because he's,
that's what I told him, too. I was like, and he's already salty about it. He's already said they're going to fucking cancel it and move it because it's so fucking cold up here. I'm like, just relax, dude. It's fucking year away. It's a year away. Don't put the bad juju in the air.
Yeah.
But he's like, we're going to follow around Hatton for 18 holes. Because there's nothing I enjoy more than watching fucking Tyrrell Hatton. He's the best. He's the absolute best. He's fucking hilarious. And I know some people don't like his shit. And I get it. Like, he gets a pass, like Billy Horschel doesn't. Whatever. Hatton's funnier. Like, it is what it is.
English accent. That helps. And he's just unapologetic about it. You know,
Billy
Horschel doesn't seem as self-aware as Tyrrell does.
I think he got a little more self-aware this year, though. Because, like, Billy irritates me with his fucking shuffling of his feet. So many guys. And I know I'd bet on Keegan, so whatever. I get that thrown in my face when I complain about Billy. But, like, the shuffling of the feet, I can't stand.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just seems kind of like a hardo.
So. Yeah, total hardo. The Chambers Bay is still the best thing when he was doing.
I forgot about that. Holy shit, that's so funny.
That is his greatest moment in my opinion.
Oh, that's so funny. Was it last year in Concession when he was in the white pants and he fucking was hitting out of the water? Or was that Congaree? I don't know. One of these fucking tournaments.
Yeah,
and he was fucking rolling up his white pants, fucking taking his bowling shoes off, and fucking hitting it out of the water. I was like, all right, man, good on you. All right, so do you matchups at all?
I do. I think I just put it in the column, the one I really like. Where the fuck is it?
All right, I'll run through a couple of mine. You tell me if you like the side or you hate the side. So I took JT over Cantlay, and the reason is I know Cantlay's coming in great fucking form. I have died on the hill defending Cantlay to my co-host Steve, and he has made it very clear, and he has been right every time, that he has a very difficult time chipping on Bermuda and coming out of Bermuda rough.
Interesting.
It's just, Yeah, it's not the putter.
You know what? He does. Doesn't he suck in Florida? Like, he's terrible.
Yeah, terrible in Florida.
One Valspar where he finished second or something.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, in playing in Bermuda, it's completely different. Like, I played in college. I went out to Denver 2 weeks ago and I played out there. It's completely different. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I like this grass so much better. You know? And Steve's always right on him. And I'm just going to play it because every time I bet on him on these type of course conditions, he always fucking loses. And I'm getting plus money with JT. Like, that's a no-brainer.
I absolutely love the elite matchups where you're getting plus money on, you know, a top 10 player in the world. I roll that dice every single time.
Yeah, because what? At best, it's a fucking coin flip and I'm getting plus money? Like, come on. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Let's fucking go. Did you find the matchup that your favorite?
I did.
Jack, what you got?
3, 2, 1. Oh, Neiman over Homa. Joaquin Neiman over Max Homa. -110.
I also have that written down, sir.
Bang.
Let's go. Like, yeah, I don't feel like Homa's a good course fit here.
I don't either.
So when I was talking to Percy last week, I was asking him about like chit chatting and shit, and like, it got on like who's like a quiet person, and he's like, Homa's a fucking mute, and I was like, what? And it's like, Homa. He doesn't talk on the course at all. He's like, he'll answer your questions or if you engage him, but he never talks back, never asks any questions. And then he's like, and then I go on Twitter and this guy's fucking hilarious. I'm like, where's this on the golf course? We just spent fucking 5 hours with you and I couldn't get you to say boo. And so I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, I don't think it's a course fit for him, even though it's technically, I guess, a stack field, difficult-ish track. But yeah, I don't like Homa, so I'm with you. And it's not even that I love Neiman. It's almost just a play against Homa, and that was the only matchup I could find.
My exact thing, too. I don't even know if Neiman's a course fit here or whatever. I just
play against Homa.
Yeah.
Love it. And then, so I took Will Z. Like I said, I took Will Z over Young for the reasons I said. Like, I love Will Z. I don't hate your outright bet. I think Will Z is just a better course fit. I think.
Yeah.
I just saw him, right? And we haven't seen Young. Did Young play since the Open? He hasn't played since the Open, right?
Yeah, Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket Mortgage. That's right.
He somehow didn't win.
Yeah. Actually,
I think he ended up still finishing second, but.
That kid's so good, man. And it doesn't look like he should hit the ball as far as he does.
I know.
Fucking nuts.
Incredible.
It's nuts. And then I took Hovland over Morikawa. I just don't think Morikawa's got it. Like, for whatever reason, he just doesn't have it.
And, kind of a lost year, it feels like.
Yeah. And look, I mean, whatever. Like, he's still a world-class player, and he can shove it up my ass fucking real quick. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm getting plus money again with Hovland. And Hovland's a fucking question mark, too. I mean, with the chipping nightmares and things like that. But I've talked myself into him. I talked myself into him yesterday, and that's it. And so,
every time I met Hovland, I just say, you know, maybe he'll just hit every green. We don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Maybe he'll hit every green in regulation. He's a little jack dude. He's tiny, though.
Yes.
He's like, it was him and Rom. I was falling around at TPC. I was like, holy fuck, Rom can like stick Hovland in his pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But he's jacked. He's like this little, I thought it was funny. And then I got Billy Ho over Shane Lowry. I'm not holding. Oh no, never mind. I crossed that one out. I did Hatton over Lowry because I really like Hatton. I'm not holding what he did over the weekend against him with Lowry. Like he got on a jet, left thinking he was going to make the cut, and then came back and just clearly didn't want to play. I don't know why he just didn't stay away. But it's the same thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's already peaked this year. It's been a bunch of middling finishes since then, and I think Hatton's coming in really good form, so I'm taking that. And then just to play against Joel Damon, I took Neesmith. Neesmith seems to be in decent form. I like him for DFS, and I never liked Joel Damon. So that was it, -110 for that. And then I'm getting +140 with Hatton over Lowry, by the way.
That's amazing.
Yeah. +140. I was like, what? Yeah, all day. Let's go.
Yeah, Lowry's getting a little too much.
Because, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, what's Lowry even done lately? I mean,
I don't even know what he's done since Honda. I could be wrong if he had another good finish, but
I don't think so. Where's he fucking priced at? And Sleeper, it's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for our Dynasty League. They just passed 4 million users. That's huge. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game first. In any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere between 2 and 20 times your money. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest built into the fantasy experience. The main reason I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper is it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and play together. It's got a
built-in group chat where I can see and copy, or what I like to do, fade my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing and download the Sleeper app now with their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. So on your phone, join our listener group at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, that's sleeper.com/SGP, and you'll get $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions do apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Now listen, I know you guys know that browsing on incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy. That's right. Without the added security, you might as well give away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it super easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means your private details, passwords, communications, most importantly, your browsing history, fellas, and more importantly, will be shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. It makes you virtually invisible online. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing your speed. Computers, tablets, phones, even your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. Whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. And IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. And it's super easy to use. All you got to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know it's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you stream, search, and buy. Take your privacy back today with a brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promotional code SGP to claim your 70% off savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP.
So T21 at the Open. Oh, top 10 at RBC. But other than that, yeah, missed the cut. T83 last week, 32 at the Memorial.
Finished third at the Masters?
No. What? No, he didn't, did he? Yeah, he did. Fuck. How about that?
That is news to me.
Yeah, I didn't. I bet him at the RBC the following week. No, that makes sense. I remember because he was in contention. Like he was.
Yeah. Growing. Okay. Now I kind of remember. God.
Yeah, but he wasn't really sniffing it. It was. No. You remember? It was a two dog race, man. That was it. And then it turned into a one dog race.
Yeah.
that was it. We can't put it in the water. And dude. Good. Fuck it. I'm not even going to say nothing nice about Cam. Fuck that shit. We'll just you got any like weird bets like top Aussies or top Australian? You ever do any of that shit?
For the majors sometimes. I don't really screw with those during these regular ass events.
Well, like I told you, I'm a degenerate. So I took top English Manhattan. I was getting +250.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty good. That's fine. And then just a bomb on a guy I like to play. Cam Davis, top Aussie, like with the stuff going on with Smith, five to one. Let's go. Let's go.
Who else is even Leishman here?
Yeah, he's here. But is he here though? Is he really? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, they talk about a fucking washed up dude.
Jesus Adam Christ. Scott is here too, I guess.
Yeah, I don't trust any of those guys. Adam Scott burned me last week on a fucking top 20 because I never bet Adam Scott. And I don't know, somebody got in my ear or I heard some fucking nugget and I was like, all right, fine. Let me throw a top 20 on him. And no, he did not. Like, this is how bad of a week I had other than the outright. The outright paid out like fucking $2,000 or something like that. And I fucking netted like $600. Yeah, that's how that was. Listen, thank God for the fucking outright, right? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, lots of bad placements, got smoked in matchups, got cute with some in-round stuff. Yeah.
I've had a couple of those weeks this year where you're like, the outrights hit, and it was like, what if the outright didn't hit? I would be in big trouble.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck, there goes a chunk of my bankroll because I decided I had to play seven fucking round three matchups at fucking $200 a piece, you moron. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then I stay up late and fucking I'll have too many gin and cocktails and I'll be like, all right, let me just look real quick. Do I want to add anything? And then like, I'll wake up fucking Thursday morning. I'm like, holy fucking, what did I add? No, it's the worst. Cause you know, like Wednesday night, like you're all done. It's culminating. Like I'm still building like DFS lineups. And I'm like, oh, what about this? Oh, I didn't put any money on him on this side. Let's go over there and do that. And before I know it, I'm just every week I text Steve. I'm like, I'm fucking overexposed. He's like, you say this. Every week you're overexposed. So
usually just happens to be on major weeks, the Wednesday night on the fifth rewatch of Live From.
Yeah.
somebody on the range, I'm like, oh, it seems like he's ready to go. Oh,
he's striping it. He's going to fucking crush it tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So what about placements? I only do top 20s because I don't have access to top 40s. I probably would. And I never think the payoff is good enough for top five or top 10. I'd rather just play it safe because I don't play it safe anywhere else. Air quotes, safe with the top 20s. You know what I mean?
We just mentioned Adam Scott. I kind of like an Adam Scott top 20. I know that burned you last week.
Yeah, which means he'll hit this week. That's so good for you.
He mentioned that. I think at Rocket Mortgage, the driver's kind of coming around. Yep. Obviously, the iron play will be there. And if there's an event that a shitty putter can contend in, obviously it's this one. So you kind of like Adam Scott a little bit this week.
How do you feel about his fucking putter? Not his putting style. His stupid long fucking putter. Nothing triggers me more when I see that shit on the PGA Tour. That's like when I bet Adam Wise and I always forget, or Aaron Wise, and it'll flash to him. I'm like, oh, fuck. I forgot he had that putter. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that leaves. Like, I can't stand those long putters. I can't stand
it. It is amazing the guys that go to that and they still are terrible.
They still suck balls. Like, how is this possible? Like, you're basically cheating. Like, you're not anchoring. You're, like, literally 3 centimeters away from your chest. So annoying.
And I've heard the Bernard Longer, like, definitely anchors it.
Anchors it. Yeah, that checks out. Well, he's crushing the senior tour. Nobody gives a shit about that. It's about to go away anyway, isn't it? Exactly. Unless Tiger comes and saves it.
Yeah.
Well, that's another depressing show. All right, so other than Scott, you got any other positions?
I didn't have anybody else really on my mind. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe if I win a baseball bet or something tomorrow,
I forgot to bet against the Red Sox tonight. I'd be fucking crushing it.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck it. They make me miserable. I'm just gonna make money on the side of them. All right. So maybe you'll like some of these. Now keep in mind, one of the reasons I have one of these locals is because he hangs.
Such
soft fucking placement points. Fucking insane. Just to give you an idea, I double football bet this one, and that's a JT minus 115 top 20. Love it. Love it. Like, I was like, wait, because I looked at my other book and it's like minus 200 or something like that. So I'm like, well, what a discount. I have to bet it. I have to bet it double. And then Will Z plus 145 top 20. Yeah, love it. And I got Hovland at plus 160. Another one. So this one, I didn't bet as heavy just because I'm worried about his form. But Finau, top 20, plus 120.
That's nuts.
How am I getting plus money on the hottest golfer on the fucking planet right now, the T20 something? It's insane.
Yeah.
Burns at plus 140. And then my longer ones is Aaron Wise because he's coming in really good form. And he should play well here.
Based on his
game. I like Wise. I thought about betting him outright, but I was like, is Aaron Wise really going to win this? You know what I mean? No, I'm not wasting my money on it. And so I got him at plus 225, Billy Ho at plus 220. And then I can't play Connors in DFS because he's so mispriced. He's like, he's super cheap. Yeah. So he's like uber chalky. I actually might have to play him. I haven't made up my mind yet, but so I had to bet him. I got him at plus 275 for a top 20.
This seems like another perfect course fit player.
Yep. Can't putt worth a fucking shit. And is great with his irons.
It's
straight off the tee. Like,
yep.
Why not? And like, I don't even remember what he's priced at DFS. He's like in the 7,000s. The completeness price. So he's going to be like 40%, 50% on probably in like the higher stakes.
There's a good chance I add Corey Connors. I like that a lot.
I think his number already got steamed to death. I got a random weird text from my daughter upstairs. What are you asking me for? Get school tomorrow. Go to sleep. all right. So you do your first round leader tomorrow night, right? So do you put any thought into it other than the dot?
Man, not really. Probably the first like 10 or 15, I put some serious thought into it.
Yeah.
And then towards the middle, I let, you know, people tweet at me who they wanted to see up there. So kind of did that.
That's a good shtick.
These last few weeks, I feel like I've kind of just thrown shit against the wall.
Mail it in.
Yeah, listen, checked out.
Listen, I play 10 every single week. It's a 10 per Charlie. Yeah, 10 every single week. Every single week. I limit myself to 10 because it's like crack, man. Like
it's that's why I'll just fuck throw the dart. Yeah. Stop betting 5 first round leaders.
Yeah. Bet 10, not 5. Bet 10. But it's fun and I don't give a shit. And like I'll see people like troll me. They're like, it's not a fucking easy move. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I'm having fun on a Thursday, dude. Like I $100 to $200
juice to 11 on a Thursday.
It's fucking amazing. And like and when you hit like a long shot, it's fucking beautiful. I don't give a shit that I lost 4 weeks in a row. Look at my bank account or my bankroll now. It's much happier. You know what I mean?
One of the most fun Thursdays I had this year was when some guy asked me to put McGirt on the board.
McGirt, baby.
2 under to 1.
I remember that.
And the dart hit it, and he was like 1 under through 4. And I was like jazzed up on a Thursday morning. So that's why first round leader is the best.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you doing? There's nothing that gets juices flowing for me better than like the Thursday. Because what are you doing on a Thursday? You're right near the weekend. Yep. Like if you're in the slog of the work week. Like I need something with my cup of coffee in the morning. I need a little juice, and that's it, man. Like I think I went on a streak. I know a couple of them got chopped, but I hit like 4 in a row. Four in a row. I mean, one of them was
rolling. You're betting 10 a week. You up your chance for sure.
Yeah. No shit. I heard somebody else tell me that too. I was like, there's still like 160 golfers to pick from, dickhead. Like you know what I mean? Like it's not like, and I still do the. I used to do like only mornings and like. I say I research it, but I don't. I text Steve. I say, Steve, is there any advantage from going off 1 or 10 in the morning? And then he will tell me. And so that's how I build my cut. Who's going off in the morning? Any weather advantage? Any tea time advantage? Like that's it. And then I got my guys who I bet every time, no matter what. Like I just won't not bet them. Corey Connors every single time he's in the field. Munez every single time he's in the field.
Arner.
Typically Vanna, I couldn't get him on. This one because I like some because I feel like this is a big boy event.
I usually
10 to 20 bucks on some of these ones. I put like 25 and 50 on some of like the shorter guys just because I feel like it's a big boy event and it's the last event of the year.
It does seem like maybe not a freaking like 63 is this the lead tomorrow too?
No,
maybe.
I don't think
five
so.
Four or five under, so you might have maybe we got a better chance.
Yeah, I think so, and like Spieth is somebody who I usually play every time because he's Spieth and he does those things to me when I don't bet him. But I couldn't get him on the card either. I basically picked all guys who have been playing and just left it at that.
Yeah.
All guys who have been playing in the morning.
I think Zalatoris will definitely be on the board.
Will Zalatoris is 36 to 1. He's one of the guys I put 50 bucks on. So let's go Will Z. I put 50 on him and fucking Hovland. Him and Hovland. Everybody else is like 25. I put like 10 bucks. I put like more guys who like really suck, but like I'll throw 10 bucks on him for whatever reason. He jumped out at me and I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go. 10 bucks on you. Good tea time. Let's go. Like good group seems like. So yeah, man, I'm excited. The next week's fine too.
This will be a good one. This will
be the last good one. Cause then what? We got these next two events, and then we got 2 weeks off this year, right? Do we have 2 weeks or one week off?
And next week's a new course, so people.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Delaware, Wilmington. So we'll see something a little different.
Delaware. Wilmington. I've driven through Delaware. There's a fucking bridge where you pay a toll going on and then getting the fuck off.
Yeah.
Nothing triggered me more than driving from Florida to Boston and having to stop twice on the same bridge. Just collect both fares one spot. Like I'm already like, probably fucking 12 hours into my drive, just miserable anyway. And I remember coming over the crest and I was like, is that another fucking toll booth? Are you serious? Just losing my mind. Like I couldn't believe it. Like woke my wife up. She's like, what's the problem? Like there's two fucking tolls on the bridge.
Screaming at yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So, listen, we got to have a winner in here somewhere, right? Gotcha.
This is the week.
I like it. All right. So tell everybody where they can find you other than blindfolded throwing dots on Twitter.
Yeah. GolfDigest.com, obviously. We just relaunched our podcast. It's called The Loop Now. We had CC Sabathia on as our first guest.
Did you?
Yes, we did. And
that's awesome.
He was not there. It was devastating. I was playing in my dad's member guest I mentioned before, which was on the calendar for.
Oh, no.
you know, a year. So I couldn't, it wasn't really something I could, but you know, it was the only time CC Sabathia could do, because he was CC Sabathia.
Because CC Sabathia, yeah.
He could only do Friday at one when I was, you know, 5 beers deep on the course. So
that could have made the interview better. From the course, 5 beers deep.
I was saying that.
I'm going to ask them some cap and crunch questions.
For a celebrity question, but yeah. No, Alex and Steve handled it great. And then we did our roundtable portion. So new relaunched the Loop podcast. CC was great. Dropped all kinds of F-bombs as he's prone to do. So it was a good one.
Yeah, it's funny. I meant to actually ask you that prior, because I was like, your thing just like stopped uploading. I was like, did he just stop doing it? Did he just quit?
No. No, we did not.
That's good. You guys get all types of fucking good guests on there.
We do. We do. A lot of them, you know, have people that kind of reach out to us, which is pretty nice. So
yeah, fuck yeah.
I hear horror stories from guys like you and, you know, guys who are begging, like, I forget who told me, it was like begging Alex Smalley to be on his pod. I was like, oh man, we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, Mr. Big Time.
it's nice to be like, hey, this is a Golf Digest podcast. Would you like to be on? And that kind of changes the.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely does. So, like, I went from working for Merrill Lynch to like LPL Financial, which everybody knows in finance. But you ask your average human being, they're like, fuck it, who? Everybody knows who Merrill is. You know what I mean? So, so I understand that. Well, shit, man. Well, good luck with the rest of the year. Enjoy a couple weeks off. And how often it seems like you pump out at least 1-2 articles a week.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
More than that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But listen, Twitter has fucked up my attention span. It's very short.
Mine too, believe me.
Bro, I try to read a book. Like, I keep trying to read a book, and, like, I can't get, like, I can't. Like, I used to read all the fucking time, and now I'm like, nope, squirrel, let's go. So you got to keep those articles short, too.
Yeah, I know. Mine usually.
Yeah. You got to do more videos too. That video you did fucking for the majors was funny as shit.
That is what this video is that's coming out tomorrow, I believe, for the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Oh, are you going to try to explain it to the regular fan?
Yeah, something like
that. Oh, fuck yeah. I can't wait for that. All right. Yeah, we'll get it out there. All right, man. Well, thanks. Really appreciate you having you on. Didn't even have to beg you. That was nice. All right. Well, listen, you guys know where to find me, Boss_Capper on Twitter. Go give Chris a follow. He's more active on Twitter than I am. And go read all his shit and listen to his podcast after you're done listening to this one. And last full event of the season, break them fucking books.
Let's go.